Well, it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents yet another update from the Coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Mr. Creamer, always a pleasure to see you.
Thanks, Florence.
First University this week opened a world first laboratory that is targeting the mine design of the future. Well, as their payoff line says, Wits giving the edge on this one, it seems.
That's right. Wits University now really going the extra mile with regard to mine design, the mine of the future they're looking about. We've had a lot of disasters with mines. We had the debacle in Chile. We have the problem in New Zealand. People are looking for new generation engineers who can design the mine of the future, and a splendid new world-first design laboratory opened this week with funds from the Anglo-American Corporation. 9 million rand poured into this place that can at one time have students mediated with network computers, 200 of them at a time. It's really big, over 500 square meters, and they're looking for sort of capstone achievement from their students from this, and also a new era, because Anglo-American itself is designing the mine of 2030. They're looking ahead, and this mine they want to be fully automated, you know, peopleless virtually, and also a zero impact organization. So they're really looking at other forms of energy and solar power and all the other issues that are confronting the world today.
Well, Ventersdorp has been in the news for different things, but it seems that the small farming town is banking on a sparkling new diamond future.
Yeah, we don't normally think of Ventersdorp in terms of diamonds. Yeah. We think of tall green millies and also, you know, the Afrikaner Weerstand Beweging. But what the farmers have perhaps not been bothering about is that there are millions of tons of diamond-bearing alluvial material there. And Etruscan, the international community, came in, did a lot of exploration, and they firmed up a very good resource that can go on for 40 years. And now the Canada-listed Rockwell Diamonds, which is also listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and which is led by top South African Dr. John Bristow, a great geologist, is now turning that to account. And, you know, they're putting in a new plant, and they've twinned with the local near mine community, the Mokgopo community. And the Mokgopo already invested $26 million in this. They're going to be a black economic empowerment partner. They got those funds from the Industrial Development Corporation, which is state-owned. The Industrial Development Corporation also has another $20 million loan into this. And now that they're looking to actually supplying the bridal market in China. There's a big demand at the moment for diamonds of this size that come out of Ventersdorp. One of the problems, and it's again this bureaucratic situation we have with the Department of Mineral Resources, there hasn't been a proper change of ownership that is official. So the mine is 74% has been sold by Etruscan to Rockwell, but Rockwell has had its application for change of ownership in since May the 28th, and now nobody quite knows where this application is. And this is bad for South Africa because, you know, the local community is looking for a lot more jobs, and they're really in a legal limbo, which the department needs to sort out quickly. We saw the Constitutional Court this week give the department a slap over the wrist for, you know, the way it's handled consultation with communities. And now we find that a mining company really is having to work as a subcontractor because it can't get something that's pretty simple, a change of ownership.
Now, you've taught me something new today about road-making material, and I'm going to I hope I say this correctly, bitumen. Yes. Now, there's a shortage of bitumen is delaying the completion of Gauteng's freeway upgrade. Tell us about this.
That's right. You know, it might be a blessing in disguise because it means that we won't be told when we travel on the freeways. Yeah. There is going to be a delay. The delay at the moment is being caused once again by a shortage of bitumen. This is the main ingredient in the asphalt and the blacktop road surfaces that we ride upon. And we had a similar problem in April when the refineries, the big oil refineries, they provide this bitumen. And there was a shortage at that time. And it was quite scary because it was just before our World Cup. But they managed to sort things out, although some of the lanes on the freeways obviously didn't open. Now, when you go along these freeways, you see these patches of unsurfaced road. And it relates to a crisis. This is going on in the background with bitumen, and one of our big suppliers of asphalt, the company called Much Asphalt, they say that you know, they're having to rely virtually solely on Sapref, which is the big oil refinery down in Durban. And of course, because it's in Durban, there are logistical constraints to it getting this bitumen up here. So they're doing as best they can. But you can see now that the date of April, which was set for the tolling, the starting of the tolling of 150 kilometers of upgraded freeway, that date is not going to be met. That's what the South African Roads Agency tells us now. And when you say, can you give us the date? They say, no, we can't. But they're hoping, obviously, within the second quarter of 2011. We also find that the Gautrain is now also delayed. So we've got these two Gautrain coming up at June 27 and not April 27. And now also slippage in the date of the opening and the tolling of the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Program, which is going to add a lot of lanes to the freeways and make our life better.
All right. It's always interesting talking to you, Mr. Creamer. Thank you so much for educating me this morning. That's Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. And of course, he'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next week, Friday.
Thanks, Florence.